Blog Talk Radio.
That was pretty cool. Huddle up, huddle up, huddle up. It is I, D-Gib, your sports procrastinator. Coming to you live from Lagos, Nigeria, with my co-host, Uptown Deuce.
What's up, good brother? How are you?
Oh, man. A lot better.
You a lot better? What's making you feel good?
A lot better.
Wait, first of all, I want to say something about that team music right quick before you start the show. Whoever picked that team, that's good, because I'd be punching on Brother O in sports takes. So whoever picked that thing, I'll thank you for that. Go ahead. Proceed with the show, brother.
Okay, so I just feel good. It's Championship Sunday.
Yeah, Championship Sunday. Yeah, we're going to get into that. We definitely going to get into that. I'm trying to hit some scores. We already know who we think going to win. I'm trying to hit some scores. We definitely going to get into that. But we're going to get into these coaching hires. Why NFL coaching hires, why ain't no black coaches get hired. We got a lot on the plate today. So
yes,
let's get right to it.
All right, so
let's get right to it.
We got a carousel of coaches going around.
Mm-hmm.
And
just tell me where you would like
I'm
to begin.
I'll start with, why is Brandon Staley leaving? We have one year.
Mm-hmm.
You look good 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden you done went from an employee to a CEO. Now I want to know are you CEO caliber?
I want to know how you even got elevated to that level when there's other coaches that have put in more work and a better resume, a longer resume. How you even got elevated to that position? I think I know the answer, but I'll leave it to you since he was a former Ram.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what's going on, right? Okay, if you haven't noticed, I don't know why, and I love McVay to death. He hasn't won nothing, but anybody that's up under that umbrella, they in love with him.
Tim Staley, he did coach a championship defense. Basically, he did have a championship defense out there. I will give him that. But
okay.
Elevated the head coach after 1 year. Wow.
After 1 year, and he may have bit off more than he could chew.
You think?
He may have bit off more than he could chew. Okay. That franchise he went to is you're gonna need a quarterback, and do
Number
you even
one.
Know anything about offense?
Who he surrounds himself, who his staff is going to be very important. Who's going to be his offensive coordinator, quarterback coach?
That's going to be for all of them. That's going to be That's going to be for Rob Salas too.
Yeah. Yeah. Who these dudes surround himself with?
These defensive dudes don't. You know they don't really be the ones. They be the goofies on as far as how this thing go down.
Yeah, they want to run the football.
They're
not really playing. They're not playing 2021 NFL football. They want to play 3 yards in the cloud of dust.
Yeah, it's the 3 yards in the cloud of dust game they want to play.
And that gets you
and,
6 and 10.
And this ain't the league for that no more.
And you got 2 seasons
get you
now.
Beat.
You don't have 3 seasons. You got 2 seasons to get it right. You got 2 seasons.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Yeah.
Robert Saleh went to the biggest media market in the country. He got 2 seasons to get it right with the Jets. Or they'll be looking for another coach.
2 seasons. With them goofies.
With them goofies, with Sam Darnold as the quarterback. I just want to know why Eric Bieniemy didn't get an interview. Now, just somebody, please tell me why.
Not an interview.
Under Andy Reid all these years, helped the development of the best player in the league, Pat Mahomes, and this man can't get an interview.
Same reason why that year Lewis Riddick was up for the Giants job, he ain't get it.
The Rooney Rule should be thrown away because it's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's
These
a joke.
People, listen, the good old boys are the good old boys.
And they are. 94%
of these people got a. 94% of these execs got a General Lee parked in their driveway.
With a Confederate flag flying at the top of the mansion.
Yeah, and the doors are welded shut. So they got to hop through the window.
I don't understand how Bieniemy didn't get. Like, I just it makes absolutely no sense how Bieniemy didn't get a look. Not a look. Can we please go to the egregiousness that was before we move on to other teams? Can we go to the egregiousness that what the Eagles did the other day, please? The whole thing, from firing Dougie T to picking this nobody to basically picking Carson Wentz, who never won a thing. You basically picked Wentz at the end of the day over a Super Bowl winning board. Man, just won the Super Bowl, 3 years ago? 2018? Two losing seasons in 5 years.
Egregious.
I mean, come on. You know, I ain't saying he was the best coach ever, but he did win a Super Bowl 3 years ago.
My thing is this. Y'all let Andy stay around for forever and win nothing, okay?
Win nothing.
So this man came right in year 3 and won a chip.
The Howie Roseman.
I don't get it.
Well, no, I get it. Jeffrey Lurie is an undercover Jerry Jones, and we haven't known all these years. He's a quiet Jerry Jones. He don't have TV. He doesn't have his own TV show. He's not going to do no interviews. But what he's going to do is cut the string with his man, Howie Roseman, with his funky Howie Roseman. Puppet strength every move that the Eagles make. I got it. I know what's going on. Jeffrey Lurie is Jerry Jones.
I know what's going on too. It's some inappropriate touching going on in the Eagles organization. All right, let's address the elephant in the room.
He said, "Let's address the elephant in the room."
It's the elephant in the room. It's some inappropriate touching going on. And that's why Howie and Lurie is so tight.
Everybody else can go, but Carson.
Everybody else can go.
Carson can go behind the coach back. I read an article on last Sunday's Inquirer, man, in-depth article on the diva that Carson Wentz is, who's won nothing, on the diva act he pulled all year long. Diva act yeah. all year long. In film study, he threw an interception, it's somebody else's fault. He gets sacked, it's the offensive line's fault. In practice, he throws a bad pass, it's the receiver's fault. He's Donald Trump. It's everybody else's fault. He's Donald Trump. It's everybody else's fault with his poor performance from him. He's the Donald Trump of football. It's everybody else's fault. Then whip behind.
Eagles gonna make their bed.
Yeah, they're gonna be 5-11, 4-12. Because who is this cat that they hired? And I got it. You ain't got to be called plays. I understand that. You ain't got to have called plays, but. Eric Bieniemy couldn't get a look.
Jim Caldwell couldn't get a look.
Wow. Meanwhile, we got the Arthur Smiths of the world going to Atlanta, coming from Tennessee, where you basically had Earl Campbell, Millennium Earl Campbell, and a beast receiver in A.J. Brown. You go over here, you can't run that system with Todd Gurley. You can't run Todd Gurley like you ran Derrick Henry.
No, he better not. He better not.
And Matt Ryan, that game is going to get Todd hurt. You know what that game leads to, an injury.
Todd Gurley going to be hurt by week three.
If you think he's going to run Todd Gurley 25 times into somebody's line, he'll have a career-ending injury. I hate to say it, but that's just the fact. That's just the fact of the matter.
NFL is starting to be goofy.
And the Texans still can't. That might be the worst run franchise in the NFL. They don't even have a coach.
They don't even have a coach.
They don't even have a coach. Now, how you sell that, I don't know. And Deshaun wants out.
Deshaun's going to get out.
Yeah. What do you think would be a good destination spot? Expound on that for Deshaun.
Besides
want to go to Miami, but what you think?
Nah. First of all, you're not going to just give up on Tua after 1 year, for one. Secondly, I think that market is okay, but he wants a bigger market than that.
He wants a bigger market than Houston, which is a decent market.
You think more like
a New York,
listen, bro,
or Miami. I mean, not a Miami.
It wouldn't surprise me if he ended up being the Washington team's quarterback.
Ooh.
It wouldn't surprise me.
That was a sleeper. I never even thought about that one. They got some young pieces over there.
Young pieces.
Defense.
Relative.
In a division.
They're a quarterback away from being a serious contender.
Deshaun Watson automatically, if he comes to Washington, is the best quarterback in the division. Immediately. As soon as he signs the contract, he becomes the best quarterback in the NFC.
Guess where I know he's going to go?
Where is that?
It's going to burn my soul. Going to the 49ers.
49ers?
I got him going to the 49ers.
Kyle Shanahan?
Kyle Shanahan.
Definitely quarterback.
Shanahan
going to
design.
Quarterback friendly for sure.
He's going to work to his strengths, not his weaknesses.
Right, which you don't have too many.
And with that maniac, Kittle's the set.
Goofy out there. You just pulled my coat on that. I forgot that they got Kittle running down your team. And call in. Join the conversation. 513-913-3.
And they got pieces. They got pieces to move on the chessboard.
Yeah.
Some goofy some goofy team is going porn star Jimmy going to be starting for somebody next year, and it ain't going to be them.
I think Jimmy G's done. He's a backup. He's going to be what he was intended to be from here on out, and that's a backup.
So think about it. They can give up Jimmy and Nick Mullins to get Deshaun.
Yeah, maybe
get them out of here.
Yeah.
They go and a pick or two. They gonna sell somebody some old good Houston swamp land and get him out of here.
Which is plenty of it too. Yeah, yeah. What
and
you
I gotta
think
get
about
old George Lynch.
Go ahead.
George Lynch a good GM. He know how to will and deal.
For the Niners, yeah, John Lynch, absolutely. Absolutely. He put that team together real fast that they already got. He did. I'll give him that. He definitely did. What about what you think about Urban Meyer making that transition?
All right, Urban Meyer is going to go up there and try this college act, and they're going to be 1-15. That goofy game he want to play. Nope.
Do you think he good? You know, because Trevor Lawrence going to be the number one pick. I don't know. Is he going to be good?
Okay,
I mean, you know,
and that, listen, what name a quarterback that Urban Meyer develop? I'll wait.
You're going to keep waiting. The show will be over if you keep waiting. He has
the Urban Meyer gang with the – I don't like that guy, and I hope nothing good on him.
So you're saying you're not a fan of Urban Meyer, sounds like.
I do not like that guy. He's a smug punk. Turned his back on Maurice Claret. I don't like that guy.
Yes, he did. It was either him or Claret.
It
wasn't going to be him.
Threw Claret right under the bus. Threw him all the way under the bus.
Yes, he did.
I don't like that guy.
Yes, he did. I mean, Claret, we're going to give Claret a couple of buildings, but Urban didn't help.
We're going to give Claret. Claret was his own worst enemy, but this guy.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know Maurice Claret, Google that. Read that story. From a guy who could have been to who became a never was. Okay. So what you thinking about? Give me some scores. Give me some scores for tomorrow's game. I need some scores.
Okay.
I know who you think gonna win. I need scores.
Green Bay and Tampa Bay.
Green. You going Green Bay in that game, right?
I'm going Green Bay.
You going Green Bay? Okay. And then Kansas City.
I'm on the fence though. Hold on, I'm on the fence with that game. It could go either way.
Because of
I just,
the quarterback.
Yeah, because of terrific time.
Right.
Willing these bums to win.
And they no Antonio Brown tomorrow. He will be missing the weapon. No Antonio tomorrow.
Ooh. He ain't
out
playing tomorrow.
No, out with a knee.
Oh, they may be.
That's a little different.
It may be 31. I see Brady throwing two picks now, trying too hard.
Target locking Mike Evans.
So I might have. I think he. It may be 38-17,
38-20. Oh, so you got Green Bay putting up 30 regardless.
Yeah, I got Green Bay putting up 30.
Yeah, because that defensive back in Tampa. Whoop.
And they're going to attack them. They're going to attack that. They're going to come out the total opposite of how they played. They're coming out airing them. Y'all, we're going to make y'all defend this pass.
So we're going to see we got caller one in the queue now. So you're saying we're going to see a whole lot of Devontae Adams. Caller one, what you got?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
What's up?
How y'all doing? What's up, man?
Yeah, we hanging.
What's up, Mr. Hurt? It hurts so bad up in the building.
Oh, my God.
What's hurting? Please.
You got 120
seconds
with this act.
What's hurting in the building? What's hurting?
What's hurting the coat? The
he got 120 seconds with this act.
Can't get a good coach.
Yeah, 120 seconds with this act.
Who can't get a good coach? The Eagles?
Philly. Yeah.
I know, because we know Mike McCarthy. We know Mike McCarthy is the second coming to Vince Lombardi. What you coming? What's your point?
Y'all fired the coach. They got to a Super Bowl.
Right. We agree on that.
The quarterback that won you a Super Bowl. I got real
cold. We can debate that, but the coach I can live with. Yeah, I can agree with you on that.
But
anything else?
And you know, they aren't so bad with Goofball and Ronald McDonald.
They out. We on to the next. They gone. We on to the next. They out.
I want to tell you who I think are going to win.
Okay, that's what we're talking about. Who you got?
Okay. I agree with y'all on Green Bay.
Okay. What score you got?
Green Bay 30-27.
Okay. And what you got for Kansas City and Buffalo?
Kansas City beating Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'd say 24-21.
That's kind of low scoring. Okay. That's kind of it. Both good games. We got caller two and the two too. Come on, caller, what you got for us?
I got Kansas City beating Buffalo.
No. Yeah, we got you. We got another caller in the queue. We got you. 24-21. Kansas City beating Buffalo. I ain't mad at that. That's kind of low scoring, but I ain't mad at it. Two, what you got for?
I want to tell you, I'm a Patriots fan, and the Rams ain't shit.
All right. Patriots? Hello?
Yeah.
You talking about the Patriots?
She just told me. She came right
in. I'm a Patriots fan.
Patriots fan and the Rams ain't shit.
The Rams ain't
beat
shit.
The law. We beat the dog dirt shit out of y'all, but
yeah.
Garbage. Okay.
Why don't give Jared Goff a phone anymore?
Wait a minute.
He can't find a receiver.
She came right in.
Yeah,
that's right.
She was
right in there.
Your tone was rather happy.
Y'all not getting no rings. No more rings.
So y'all happy about
anymore.
And listen, neither are y'all. Neither are y'all.
So I love you,
y'all
Larry.
Y'all done.
I agree with you,
y'all
Larry.
Y'all done forever.
Wow. We done what? We done more than
y'all
you.
Y'all done forever.
You only got one ring back in 1999.
Yeah.
You might as well go sing the song Prince.
Yeah. Just like y'all need the song sing. See, this is the thing about what's going to be happening with Patriots fans. All they're going to be doing is singing the John Lennon classic, Yesterday.
How do you get a Rams fan to stop beating his wife?
Go
ahead.
Y'all
going to
live on the yesterday.
You don't
y'all believe in
you
and y'all
the
Dallas Cowboys fans are just alike now. Because y'all believe in yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean,
what?
I say that over football.
They definitely become boys to men. It's so hard to say goodbye to you. Yeah. They definitely become boys to men.
I like Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
I think Jalen Hurts is going to be, if he plays, he's not a pocket passer.
Right.
He's like more like the kid at Baltimore.
You might be a better passer than him right now, but I got where you're going with it. He might be a better passer than Lamar right now, and I like Lamar, but them piss poor performances he had in the playoffs, and you can't keep making excuses for that.
Can't.
Them 12 for 24s, 135 yards in the playoff game, you can't keep doing that.
You can't be out there throwing a Dez Bryant.
Pat beat Rams in the Super Bowl, though.
No, y'all
ain't talking about
my man,
Dez. What'd you say, sweetie? You can't. Listen, we're not going to be in the Super Bowl this year. Just like y'all. Just like y'all. Y'all are. We are still
right
taking
now.
The same seat. We're seat left in y'all.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute. You're I think so that's funny. The first time Gordon had a caller call in and go right in on Coach with Jared Goofball. It's wonderful, man. Only Dynasty's fantastic. I'm going.
Unbelievable.
Who's that?
Go ahead, give Robert
McDonald some
patties.
What'd you say?
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
That you won't ever
we all
run
couch
around.
Potato over here. Everybody's a couch potato over here with a whole lot of rappers about yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? I think you can beat their ears up.
Y'all sound dead
so
right now, just like your team.
I think you beat the caller's ears up with the Rams for the last couple of years, and they just ready to stick it to you now.
They hurt so bad.
I think you can slam them upside. I think you can beat their eardrums up with the Rams for the last couple of years before I come on. So now they just want to give it to you. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I gotta take it as much as I give it.
Yeah, I think you can beat them up with the Rams. With the Rams rap the last 3 years. That's all. I believe that.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller.
Well, both them people.
We got another caller, y'all.
Bring him on.
Here we go. Caller number three. It's a family affair on this ONE Dynasty.
Yeah,
stay right there, Larry and Nick.
Yo. It's your main man, Uncle Trizzy. What the deal?
Trizzy, my man. He called him.
Hey, Gib, I know you ain't on here talking that Ram shit. I still got a grudge against y'all from a long way back, baby. Only Titans fan you
keep
know.
Keep
you know
alive.
We still got a grudge, Gib.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. The motherfucking business is.
Y'all got a lot of faith.
Hey, we got 200 yards this year. So as long as it's on King Henry back, I ain't worried about nothing.
We got a ring though.
We got a workhorse though.
Y'all got a workhorse and no quarterback.
Y'all might as well go and ask Tebow if he wants to come back in. He probably will do better than Gerard because he ain't shit.
Oh, no. My man Tannehill solidified himself this year. He said no cornerback. We got no cornerback. Mm.
She's talking about that goofball in L.A. She's talking about golf. Tebow can come back.
Y'all Butterfinger receiver.
Golf is a clown.
He is not going to get y'all no ring.
You have no qualms that golf is not good as he's supposed to be, okay? But let me tell you one thing about that kid.
That kid's a winner. When is his
Look at the
win. Ending?
Wins. Look at the win. He's the second highest winning quarterback in his tenure.
You can't say that because of him, though. It's the team. They play team ball. That's the definition of team ball. That's the definition of team ball.
Is Jared Goff a part of the team?
Yes, but he's right in the system. That gives no credit to his individual skill. If it wasn't for the system, golf wouldn't be golf.
Mm. Oh, please.
All right.
The only thing that's beautiful.
What you got for the score for tomorrow for Tampa Bay Green Bay?
I actually got it 31-24 Green Bay. I think they're gonna take it.
And to be honest,
I like Mahomes. I like the Chiefs, but coming off a concussion, I'm too scared to call that one. I ain't even lay no bet on that one. We don't do that on Humble Fourth Nation.
You got to call it.
If I got to call it, you got to pick a side.
You're an original cast member. You got to call it.
24-21 Bills.
24-21 Bills.
I don't know how he's going. I don't want to. I'm only calling it on the strength of the show. Y'all my OG, so on the strength of the show. I don't know how he going to come off woozy.
He was stumbling and bumbling.
He going to come off woozy just like those Rams.
That boy,
that boy.
If I see him stumbling,
His name is Luffy Fiasco.
It's KC all day, but you know.
That's legitimate.
Yeah, I got to put the upset on that just on the strength of the concussion.
Yeah, okay. No, I can deal with that because that's major.
Do you hear the booty chat in the background? I'm sick of it. Hold on. Let me address something right now. These goofies is on the line just a geek cock-cocking about Jared Goff.
Jared Goff a bum, my man. He good. He a bum, good boy.
This your fault. I blame you for this.
Hold up. On that topic, though, I just want to hear a group consensus.
There's a whole lot of Proud Mary going on in the background about Jared Goff.
Hey, Giv, you just brought up Cam Newton. I just need a group consensus. Is Cam done? Or do he just need a new situation?
Because Cam's not going to catch the ball.
He's done.
Yeah, see, I knew it was coming back to that. But yeah, Cam's not going to accept the backup. Yeah, you bought this kid with your last 3 years of the Rams game. You bought this, but yeah, Cam's done.
So it's nowhere where he could fit where it'd be a good look.
Yeah, no. What, he Washington football team, Ron Rivera? You know, just because that was your old coach.
That's what I think would be the best look for him. But I think they're gonna go after young boy from Houston, Deshaun Watson. Right.
The best they're gonna go after a whole new team.
He'll be better off with the
Cowboys. I think that's right when I tuned in.
Yeah, Cam done. Loving. Better question. Is Cam a Hall of Famer?
Ooh.
If you don't play another down of football, do we get a gold jacket?
No.
Hey, you know them niggas that sneak in?
I agree.
You know them niggas that sneak in just because they had a memorable moment?
True. They get down the line a couple years in.
Yeah, not first ballot.
No. I wasn't thinking that. I knew that. He's like, I don't believe he's getting
in. McNabb don't get in, Cam don't get in.
Are
you the world's greatest hater, coach?
I'm looking at pure stats.
Compare McNabb's stats to Cam's stats, and it's laughable.
Wait a minute, Trizzy. Uptown Zoo.
Who said you?
Did you just hear Nikki just call Coach the world's greatest hater? I stand affirmed. Thank you. Took a lady to come on here, okay. Uptown Zoo, to tell the truth.
Are you the world's greatest hater?
Why am I hating on Cam Newton? What has he done?
One MVP. He's better than the Rams.
He ain't throw for 3,000 yards.
He's better than the Rams, though.
4,000 yards ever.
He's,
like,
he's better
what has he done?
Everybody on the Rams.
Yeah, see?
So
you can kill them with the Rams, right? So they just want to go with you about innocent.
You're just saying Cam Newton.
Everything leads back to the Rams.
The Rams been done.
We're gonna get back to what my Rams has done in Sean McVay's tenure. Okay.
We've been to the playoffs three out of his four years
in the Super Bowl one. I don't want to talk about what we're doing. We're becoming a gold star standard football team. I don't know what the Patriots are going to do next year.
Patriots probably get another ring.
We're running around out there. They're running around out there.
The Rams.
They're going to call Kaepernick up.
1999.
Prince on your
head. 1999.
We're sitting here talking about teams on the couch.
I got a question.
What's that?
Eagles fan.
Yeah.
We have six.
I say Carson Wentz is gone, man, because Jalen Hurts going to win it. Jalen Hurts is not going to lose
that
starting job.
That's why I disagree with you, right? Because that's why I disagree with you.
Jalen Hurts is gone.
Hear me out. Hear me out. This is where I disagree with you at. Carson Wentz is the reason Doug Peterson got fired. Well, it was the second meeting that Doug Peterson got fired. Carson Wentz got the ear of the owner, who is just like your owner, Jerry Jones Jr. They think they can pick players. They think it's mad, and they think they can create players. So, with that being said, you know, Carson Wentz is probably going to be the starter because he got the coach fired. That's the reason Doug P. not here. Carson
they
Wentz
can create
got the
players?
The owner
here. Said Jalen Hurts got fired.
Hear me out. Carson Wentz is the reason Doug Peterson got fired. He went to the owner and said, I can't play here with Doug. Jeff called Doug back in after meeting with him on Tuesday, called him back in on Thursday, and fired him. Carson Wentz is probably going to be the starter going into camp next year.
And Jalen Hurts going to be on the trading block.
Nothing would fuck on that in this game. Carson Wentz is the reason Doug Peterson got fired. So he might be he's the starter going at the camp next year. It's his job to lose. He got the ear of the owner.
Yeah.
He got the ear of the guy who signs the checks. So y'all had a quarterback like that. His name
is
Tony Romo.
Trash meat though.
You know what I'm saying?
Win again. You know, 50 years.
I think
it's trash meat.
Hold on. Wait a minute, Nick.
We'll win again in another 50 years.
Can I say one thing? Can I have floor for like 3 seconds? I've never seen a sports show where people will call in. Their teams will be 6-10, and they are they having a laugh fest. I've never seen a show like that. They will call in and rank them, and their teams will be 6-10, picking number 8 in the draft, and they are the happiest fans ever. I've never seen nothing like that.
Happiest fans to see somebody else's team lose.
I've never seen nothing like it. I will call in and warn another playoff team up. My team didn't make the playoffs, but I will call a radio show to grind the team that did make the playoffs and last.
Ring. Who is it? Ring. How many you got?
One.
We talk
about 2021.
We
live in the present.
Last time,
yesterday,
the first time y'all got a ring, and the last time y'all got one was in 1999.
I'm trying to
predict that.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy was the best porn star in the country.
I don't believe they clogged the lineup and their team is 6-10. That's what I don't believe. I don't understand.
Hey, coach,
how
I got a question for
you. Your team 6-10 and everybody's happy. Talking about another team.
Hey, coach, I got a question.
I don't quite get it, coach.
About the man.
What is your question?
Coach, I got a question for you.
I need a question.
What's the difference between a dollar and the Los Angeles Rams?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's your fault. I'm bringing you for this.
This is your fault,
Gid. The last 3 years, you done ran them to death. And now I come in, and I'm listening to this
recorded.
Nonsense. This is your
three
fault.
Point. Recorded. 3 points.
This is your fault. You done beat them in the head, rammed up, and now they're just going to have first rammed up.
You
want
the question?
They don't have nothing
fault.
Better to talk about. Soon as we was out, they were talking. They've been quiet all year long. As soon as we lose, everybody is it's the glee club in here.
Yeah.
you alone.
The Brady Bunch. Everybody, happy sunshine day. Knock it off.
This is ridiculous.
You hurt? Are you hurt?
Man. I haven't seen nothing like
it. I'm not hurt. Because, see, unlike y'all, we're on the upside. Y'all are both these two teams, y'all on the downside. We're on the upside. There's a whole different game plan. Y'all on the downside. The Cowboys, downside. They're going to stink.
Six ain't shit, though.
Every year I hear Dallas
all y'all,
Cowboys.
All y'all good players retired. Go Lakers.
What did you say?
I'm going to go Lakers and all our good players retired.
All your good players retired.
We're the number one defense in the league, but all
retired.
Our good players retired. Listen.
Yeah. So
I'm assuming that Aaron Donald's not a good player, huh? About to win another.
I'm not saying
he's
not a good player. I'm just saying he's trash, though.
He's a kid's meal.
Ronald McDonald about to win player defensive player of the year 3 out of the last 4 years, but he's garbage.
Yeah,
y'all got the nerve to call that man Ronald McDonald.
Chicken nugget,
kid's meal.
It's Ronald McDonald.
I blame
Jim
for that.
Aaron Donald is a beast.
You know what?
Jared,
thank you,
Trudy. You're the
number one
fan
for those teams.
Aaron Donald is the best professional football player.
Yo,
in
you need to
the
be like LeBron
league.
And
let me
switch
you
up sometimes. You got to pick another
Aaron
team, man.
Aaron Donald is the best professional football player in the league.
I blame you for this.
Go Lakers.
I said it.
Go Lakers.
Aaron, I'm going to say it one more time so y'all understand where I stand on this. Aaron Donald is the best professional football player in the NFL.
I gotta beg to differ.
I call you up and just go in and laugh and teach you stuff like that. See, this is what I'm talking about.
You know I gotta beg to differ. You know you watch Derrick Henry punch niggas in the mouth all season. You know who the best down football player is in the league.
This is why.
No, stop it, Trish. Cool. Stop it. Stop it.
You watch
stop
that
it.
All season, punch niggas in the mouth,
Would
put them on the floor.
Would you stop
Except for the last
Would
game.
Stop it?
We only ain't show up one game, which was the most important game.
How does a defensive tackle get 13 sacks? And he's triple
this is
teams
why.
On every play.
I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to let y'all go.
Derrick Henry's good. He's a top 5 player, but he ain't one.
Well, one is going to be the quarterback league.
The quarterback league. We all know who's won. His name is not Aaron Rodgers.
No, it's Mahomes.
Are you telling
Rodgers,
me?
Don't say it like Rodgers.
Aaron
Rodgers
got more
value
than Aaron.
I don't like the way you said that. See, this is why.
You ain't coaching tonight. Say it now. Loud.
This is why you the black skin.
You ain't coaching tonight.
Patrick Mahomes is if you go by what he's done, he's the best player.
With that. But the way you said Aaron Rodgers' name, like he couldn't even be in the conversation. This is why you the black skin Baylor.
Aaron, he could be in the conversation. He in the top 5, but he ain't one.
Ain't no question. No, he not one. But the tone with which you said it, like, and it's not Aaron Rodgers. Like, he couldn't even be around. This is why people call up because you the black kid, baby.
He could be around. Aaron Rodgers is a bit overrated, man.
You talk too much.
What? That's not
Uptown Juice.
What makes him overrated? This is why you the black skin baby. Why you overrated?
I'm gonna give you scenarios. The greatness of Aaron Rodgers allegedly got one chip.
What? So you saying? So it's about ring. So it's about ring. So Tom Brady is an actual better. You think Tom Brady is an actual better quarterback?
You talk too much.
A better
throwing
football than Aaron Rodgers.
Uptown
is what you're saying.
It's sexy.
No, Aaron Rodgers is more athletic, but he ain't better than Tom. He's more athletic, but he's not better than Tom.
He's not a better thrower of the football
Dude,
than
what
Tom.
What you think?
He's more athletic, but he ain't better
Duke
than Tom. Let's not say act like Tom don't spin that play.
I'm talking about pure
thrower. What do you think about the Rams? The coach is talking too much.
Pure
what
thrower of the football. You think Tom Brady is better than Aaron Rodgers? Pure thrower of the football.
I think Aaron Rodgers is better athletic.
That's Aaron what Rodgers I is more talented. Listen, dig this. Aaron
but
Rodgers is more talented. Hear me out. Hear me out.
Tom
I've heard
Brady
these crazy takes. Hear me out.
Like
Aaron
Brady
Rodgers is more talented. Tom Brady is more accomplished. We got to start breaking this stuff down, man. Because now
why
we make
you
going to
be on Tom Brady,
we gonna
man? He's a legend.
We're going to stop doing that with these rings, man. We're going to stop doing that.
Yo, matter of fact, since you, what you should do is ask Tom Brady to come to the Rams.
Well,
I think Tom Brady is a better quarterback.
Because the Balco boy lovers want to put that boy near MJ, and it's blasphemy.
Y'all need some more rings. Y'all playing all. Y'all got that new stadium. Y'all got to pay for that stadium, man.
Oh,
that's the dopest stadium y'all got. That's the
oh
only thing
God.
Y'all got that's good. Because that's how your brain goes. Everybody on your
Yo.
Stadium far away with y'all glass stadium. Y'all got a dope-ass stadium, but no dope-ass players. Because all of them wickedy whack. That goddamn quarterback.
That's your personal.
Y'all scored 3 points against
Coach tonight. Oh my God!
Y'all scored 3 points against us this year. Three. Stop the shit.
But we got 6 rings though. But you know what? We got those rings.
Y'all quarterback threw a pick six. Y'all
why are you talking about Tom Brady? Tom Brady is way better than
we're talking about Cam Newton and the New England Patriots.
Cam Newton is better than freaking Jared Goff.
I think so.
Cam Newton is better than Goff. Y'all should ask Cam to come to your team. Y'all need some new teammates. I know y'all not playing just be playing. Aren't y'all playing to win? Y'all playing to get those rings, right? So y'all take that trip to Disney, whoever, you know, the MVP. So, you know, you got to get a ring, man. Y'all just bought that stadium and shit. Y'all need teammates. So instead of talking bad about Cam, maybe y'all should be asking Cam to come to y'all team so y'all can win some rings and just cut.
We don't need Cam Newton. Don't want Cam Newton.
You do need Cam.
We don't want anything. We don't need nothing.
You don't want to win. Y'all just want to play. Oh, y'all just playing a lot. You know, I know what you're doing. Y'all just playing. It's all about team. It's not about winning. Do y'all want to win? Or y'all just out there to play?
I want 5 games, sweetheart.
You know, sir,
nobody don't just play just to play. This is a team effort. No, it's not. You play to win. Y'all trying to get that ring. Everybody want that ring. Somebody want to go to Disney this year. What's up with that? Don't be all loyal. See, you need to be like LeBron and switch up. Yo, if that team sucks, you need to go to a whole new team. Jump on the bandwagon sometimes. It's okay to lead the Rams. Because they ain't ramming shit.
So,
it's over for them Patriots.
Why do you even call the Rams?
Why do think
what team needs. Well, I would like to start with what do the Dallas Cowboys need to be a better team next year?
Dallas Cowboys need a DN.
Dallas Cowboys don't win nothing.
A corner.
Why everybody like the Cowboys? Even though my cousin was
in the corner. In the corner.
Well, they don't even win. Why everybody was
like
Cowboys, but they never
won
shit.
So you're attacking the Cowboys?
Yeah, my cousin used to play for the Cowboys, but still.
They need a corner in the
who's
DN.
New England look like anything. Matter of fact, Brady showed Bill Belichick.
Here we go, talk about Brady again.
He's better. Belichick.
Who's talking?
Okay, so.
I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm sorry,
you,
man. Belichick couldn't win anything
without Brady. I'm on your team, so I'm going to let
you
have
it. The Super Bowl
without my cousin
Brady.
Played on the Cowboys, so, you know, it's all right. Go ahead for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But keep on talking about the Cowboys.
I mean,
love you, Larry.
So,
yeah.
I
love you.
Deuce?
Yeah, I'm here.
Deuce,
are you going to talk,
what
Deuce?
Do the Philadelphia Eagles need?
I can't get a word in edgewise with y'all with the Jag golf game, so I just let it go. What you say?
Wait a minute. Uptown. This young lady said she don't want to hear Coach talk and you sexy. She's waiting for you to say thank you. You so sexy.
Yeah, you never listened to what I said. See?
I said the Dallas Cowboys, nobody can hear because there's a lot of talking going on. Everybody talking at once. But anyway, Dallas Cowboys need a DN and a corner. Next question.
Next question. Rams need a whole new team.
See? That's when I check out. This can become a Rams portrait.
So,
quarterback. All right, I got quarterback.
They need a quarterback and a backup quarterback. Get him. Right.
What do the Eagles need?
Do
we got enough show left for that? I don't know if we got enough show left for that. And I'm a fan. I don't know if we got enough show left for that.
Oh no! This show can go on, y'all. We got enough show. Keep going.
Yeah,
we need corners, linebackers,
receivers. Offensive linemen, like they in rebuild mode for real. They rebuilding. If Eagles fans want to be real, they rebuilding.
Look to the Giants.
They not calling it that, but that's what it is.
The
Eagles rebuilding.
What do you think the Giants need?
Giants.
Who, me?
Giants need.
Giants actually got a pretty good defense.
The Giants actually got a solid little defense. They would need one outside receivers. Yeah. You know what the Giants
need
more than anything?
This will be a whole different ballgame.
You know what the Giants need more than anything? Saquon Barkley to stay healthy.
Exactly. Once my boy get back.
That's what they need.
Once my boy get back, we straight.
Number one, that's the number one thing they need is Saquon Barkley.
They need a wide receiver.
So how they gonna stay healthy is so they need lineman help.
But Saquon be having freak injuries. I can't even know if I can blame that on the lineman.
I was gonna say
freak injuries.
Exactly, his injury wasn't from him getting pounded. That was just a spur of the moment kind of thing.
I can't even blame that on the line. He'll be in the open field and have a non-contact.
Do that mean that they need different people in the training staff?
Maybe Saquon, like other Penn State running backs, are just injured. You know, it happens.
I think that's what it is.
Line of Penn State running backs that were great and wound up getting the NFL and injury pro. So.
Because when they out here, they run them in the dirt, and they be out here partying. You know, I got a firsthand eye on all that. They be out here turned up still.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a great day, you know. It could be the Penn State
Penn
curse.
And then Penn State pound them in the ground all season, and then they go to the league and pound right in the ground again.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? That's real.
I'm
going to
flip-flop
team. You got to watch Saquon.
So I'm going
to
flip-flop. I'm just going to go random teams. What do the Cincinnati Bengals need?
Offensive line, because that's what got Joe Burrow hurt. Line.
Okay.
They got decent receivers. They got decent skilled players. Probably can use a couple defensive players, but they need to be able to protect the franchise. Got to be able to protect the franchise.
What do the Tennessee Titans need?
That's a good question. The defense has really left a little bit for me to be desired. I would leave that more to Chris because that's your team. I would leave that more to him.
We need something on the D line. That's our biggest weakness is the D line. Our D line is, if you look at our D line, is actually a little bit small.
Yeah, clowny small. Yeah.
Y'all need clowny to stay healthy too.
But see, this is the thing though. I think next year we're gonna be a little bit better. This year, the teams that we play and the losses that we took just happen to be the teams that could exploit that small D line.
Everyone right
now. Looking at the schedule, we don't play teams that can exploit that D line like that. Now, of course, I still would want a bigger body down there, especially in the middle, in the interior. But with the schedule next year, we're not going to have the same problem because we're facing different types of teams.
Right.
And our division, we don't even have to worry about.
When y'all lost the boy Jarrell Casey in the middle, that hurt.
Exactly. And we had to do a lot of shifting and switching and subbing,
and that
kind of fucked up,
Yeah, that hurt. Yeah, so I would say they need D.
What do the Miami Dolphins need?
Skill position players.
Okay.
Skill. They got deep defenses. They got to do some defense. They need something on the outside. They need some receivers.
Well, they do got a whole lot of draft picks, don't they? So you should be able to fill that in, huh?
And they need to surround Tua with as much talent as possible.
I agree.
Because that's what they
lack.
How
about the offensive lineman?
That'll help. That never hurts either. But they need somebody. They need some skill position players on running backs, receivers. Yeah. What you got?
Y'all talking about where y'all think Stafford going yet? Did I miss that?
Take it again.
Where's Stafford going?
Oh no, we didn't even go there.
Great way to pick that up.
Stafford.
So let's start here. What do the Detroit Lions need?
Well, now a quarterback.
Everything.
But they rebuild it. They rebuild. You letting Stafford go? You starting to rebuild a little too. They gonna need everything.
Right. That was
Stafford
all they had.
You know where Stafford will end up, and it's not going to shock me. It's not going to shock me one bit. New England.
Indianapolis.
He's going to end up
New England.
New England. Watch.
New England?
Watch. Wouldn't shock
I
me
can see that.
Bit. Wouldn't shock me one bit.
It wouldn't shock
me. On next year. Not one bit would have shocked me.
Now, here's a question. Is Matt Stafford a Hall of Famer?
No.
You sure about that?
Very sure.
Yeah.
If it's the Hall of Stats, he might get in. But no. I don't personally. If you're talking about Tim Brown can get in, I disagree.
It's the lack of playoff experience to me.
A Hall of Famer, and I disagree.
Yeah, I don't think you need a ring, but it's the lack of playoff experience. Like, he couldn't even get him there.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to have a ring. But
yeah, I don't think he had to have a ring.
He couldn't even get him in the playoffs. You need to be consistent. You need to be consistently great. And, no. Mm-mm. Too many mediocre seasons.
Start off play good defense.
You know what I'm saying? Too many mediocre seasons.
What do the Chargers need?
A head coach.
Because they know that.
They hit that nail.
Head coach.
He hit that nail.
They got talent at every position.
They got the talent. They need a. They need direction. They got talent. Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. I wouldn't mind.
Wait, I'm gonna ask you guys a question. I'm gonna ask you guys a question. Yeah. Everybody brought up Eric Bieniemy tonight, right? I think Eric Bieniemy goes to the Chargers. I think that's the job. I think they're gonna fire that coach.
What are you gonna be the offensive coordinator? Because Staley already got the job.
Did he? Oh no!
Yeah, Staley got the job.
God.
Staley already got the job.
Oh, Brandon Staley is the Chargers coach.
Yes.
Oh, that's what we talked about first. How do he get a job? How did he get a job?
I did not know. That's why I have you guys. I did not know he went to the LA
Chargers.
Oh, God. I'm leaving y'all. I'm about to throw up. Goodbye.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to throw up because he's a coach. He was one of the first coaches to get hired. They snatched him up right away. Like they knew something to everybody else did.
And I knew it was egregious when the Eagles brought him in for an interview. Before we lost.
And the Chargers snatched him right up, like right after that. They interviewed him the next day, and next thing I know, they was reporting he was a coach. They need direction. Is he the one to give it to them? Because they got talent. They got talent.
Plenty of it.
I wouldn't mind Keenan Allen and Mike Williams being the receivers for my team. I'll tell you that.
What do the Atlanta Falcons need?
It's time to rebuild. You got all you're gonna get out of Matty Ice and Julio Jones. Can you trade them for some picks?
Yep.
You know, somebody desperate? Because it's time to rebuild.
It's time to part ways where you can still get something for them.
It's time. You got all you're gonna get out of Julio and Matt. They gave you their best years. Y'all went to the Super Bowl. Y'all should have won. Y'all lost. It's time to let it go. It's time to get something for both of them. Yep, time to turn the page.
And I think Matt could probably still start somewhere, and they could get good money for Julio.
Yeah.
What do the Chicago Bears need?
Find a quarterback. Who's the quarterback?
Wide receivers like the Cats.
And some receivers, too. Them, too. They did. Oh, well, Allen Robinson from his state, shout out. He good, but everybody else, you know. That's Allen Robinson. They like him.
Yeah, that's all they got.
Yep.
Bears got defense.
What do the
they play defense?
What do the Seattle Seahawks need?
A real running game, so it don't got to be Russ on the ball 45 times a game.
They didn't become
a strictly passing team. Strictly.
I think they need some offensive linemen.
Yeah. That all goes hand in hand. Right back up. It's too rough centric. They throwing the ball too much.
I think he was getting beat up.
Russ
a lot.
Dropping back 40, 45 times like he Aaron Rodgers. And he might.
And he was getting nailed. He was getting nailed.
Yeah, you too little to be dropping back that many times. Like y'all just they too pass centric. Too pass centric. They need to be when they was good,
so,
they run the football up to play defense.
Is the Ravens hold up?
Somebody to teach them. Somebody, a quarterback coach who going to get Lamar ass about this about no progression in 3 years. That's what.
He's a quarterback
he's
coach. Been,
he's Vince Young with talent. That's all he is. He'll never be the quarterback that
you
guys think he would be.
I'm tired. Listen, you better stop.
He will never. Lamar Jackson, do me a favor, guys.
We talk about MVP in the league. I don't want to hear that.
I'm gonna say it. Anybody that picked that bum for fantasy, you lost your shirt this year. So anybody who was a fool and picked Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, you're an idiot.
I can't agree with that.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. This boy that ran for 1,000 yards 2 years in a row.
If you looked at the fantasy, listen, I had Justin Herbert all year as my backup, just in case. Got rid of Lamar Jackson, you know what I'm saying, because I picked him up on a waiver because he wasn't doing anything, and picked up Justin Herbert. What I'm saying is that, no, I think he has mental problems. He'll never be the great quarterback. He'll never be a passing quarterback. Never.
Is it
He'll be Lamar Jackson.
I think that you're wrong. I think you're wrong.
Physical.
And I think
that's physical.
I think you're wrong. And I'm going to tell you why you're wrong.
Y'all keep rooting for the home team, okay?
I'm gonna give you,
he'll never be great. No.
Listen, I think he's physical, but go ahead.
You're still hating on Lamar Jackson over there from the sideline. I told you Lamar Jackson was going to be great in this league. You still don't believe it.
Nope.
Okay. He done ran for 1,000 yards in 2 years.
Okay.
He's not
okay,
great
so
at
Bobby
quarterback.
Douglas,
now,
Bobby
agree
Douglas,
this.
Randall
agree
Cunningham,
this.
And
he
Vick.
Does need
What's
to work on his passing.
Work on it.
I think the system.
Any quarterback? What are you talking about, Coach?
I think the system's
too
goofy.
You are the quarterback
of
the team.
I think
so
the
main objective is to throw the ball.
Right, but they got him on some run-centric shit.
So that's
and
they're going to get him hurt.
Well, this is
I can't even front. Willie Snead ain't necessarily where I want my main target to be. Where he playing at?
They out here playing around with Willie Snead and Dez Bryant as one of his Hollywood Brown is on that team, guys. They need more catchers, guys. We all know they need more.
Hollywood Brown is a glorified three. He's a three.
Hollywood Brown.
I'm not trying to hear Hollywood.
He can play the two, bro. He's a three. You know what? Once again, when you have a special team coordinator as your coach, he don't have true vision. Yeah, he got a ring, but so did Brian Billick. It don't make John Harbaugh a special because he beat his brother in the Super Bowl. He had Ed Reed and an aging but still good Ray Lewis. And
Joe Flacco was
that's
as hot
how they
as
got that ring,
that
bro.
And Flacco was hot that year.
Oh, Flacco, are you talking about Flacco, Jack Pancake?
He was a whack quarterback overall, but that year he was hot.
Yeah, man. And, you know, he was the equivalent, but that year he was hot. He was the equivalent of an Earl Morrow back in the old days. Well, like I said, Lamar Jackson will be a very good quarterback in this league. He'll never win the most valuable player again. I said it right here on the Huddle Sports Nation. I'm going to stand by it. I stand by what I say. He was a fluke because he ran all those yards. He was exciting. Yeah, if you have a human joystick, yeah, I guess people will turn on TVs. Yeah, I guess, you know, people will, you know, the media will write about you and make a legend. Man, listen, don't get me started with Lamar Jackson, man. He's that same boy out of Louisville that never will progress.
He got to progress. There is no getting around that. He got to progress as a passer, or they won't go to the next step. That's true. Because it's a quarterback's league.
What did the LA Rams need with that all-world defensive tackle? I ain't gonna call him Ryan McDonald. That all-world defensive tackle and that good cornerback out there, and everything else is hot garbage on a summer's day.
Good question. I'll leave that to Brother Gibbs. I know what I'm saying.
That's like your boy, right? That will be, oh, man, all he does is he wins, man. Regular season quarterbacks. Ask Peyton Manning how long that happened until he got a ring. But we're not even putting Peyton Manning and Jared Goff. But he wins. He's not better than Dak Prescott. He's not better than Dak Prescott. He ain't.
No, he's not. Caddyshack is not better than Prescott.
Did you just call him Caddyshack?
Caddyshack.
Oh, my God.
He's not better than
Prescott.
That's
disrespectful.
That's your man. But,
he called him Caddyshack, y'all. On international radio. Coach, what do you have to say about that, man? You quiet now? Cat got your tongue?
His foot up in your ass, Gibbs.
I think
Coach Gibbs checked out.
Look, man. I think Pussy got his tongue, y'all. The cat got his tongue, boy.
I think Coach Gibbs checked out.
Listen, man. I ain't nobody check out.
I'm right here. So there you go.
Y'all need Deshaun Watson. That's who should go to the Rams, Deshaun Watson. If you want to elevate.
I'm downplaying that because I want it to happen. But see, unlike other organizations, we make shit happen, and it can happen. Because first of all, y'all don't know what's going on. We don't, y'all don't know what's going on. We can have
what?
We about to have five third round compensatory picks.
Okay.
What five?
What is this? USFL?
We got three.
Is this a, wait a minute? Wait, is this the Philadelphia Stars? What are you talking about, man? Supplemental drafts?
Okay, I'll wait. I'll wait. I can go ahead.
It's
fine.
Okay. Give these dudes
Uptown, help me out,
Jared Goff, because they in rebuilding, and give them the second round pick and three of our third round picks, that boy coming, the Deshaun Watson is the LA Ram.
Okay.
So they're going to trade, they're going to make Jet, well, Jared
and
Goff,
that's what's
going to
go down.
1 year.
Listen, okay. I'm off Jared Goff. Let's get past him. I can tell you like this. I can tell you like this. Y'all don't even understand what's going on. McVay has no attachment to Goff. Why? He ain't draft him.
Yep. True indeed.
This is true. But you know what's sad, though? You know, and brothers, I'm glad you're on the line. What you said earlier, guys, is what's going to happen. You have to deal with him twice a year. He'll be a San Francisco 49er. That's the best fit.
I see it. The writing on the wall, he's going to San Fran, dog. And I hate it, but I can see it.
Yeah. That's the
shit. They got money.
Yes, they do. John Lynch is an excellent GM, like Uptown Deuce said. And, oh, Lord. Like old folks say, oh, Lord. See the one on national TV like three times a year.
I got one caveat
with that. Besides Kittle, who is he throwing to?
That boy Brandon Ayuk can play.
I tell you this. He would love to play with Kupp and Woods. I know it. And Higbee. I know it.
Oh, Lord,
I know it.
Please. Oh, God. Did you hear the young lady say?
And shout out to my man, which has got a new contract. Shout out to Robert Woods, got a new contract. He earned it.
Listen, okay, Robert Woods had a very good year this year, but the young lady that came on the line earlier, she said, I'm talking about that receiver that, you know, got Butterfingers. Cooper Kupp, man, had his worst year this year. Butterfingers Kupp, man. What's up with that, bro?
He's coming off of ACL tear.
Oh, excuses again. Excuses, huh, Coach? That's what we're doing, man. Excuses for
ain't
the incompetence.
No excuses, the bottom line.
Fuck, they got to do with his fingers.
It's excuses, bro. What are you talking about?
It got to do with you come off of ACL, name somebody besides Adrian Peterson that came off the ACL
saw,
and
dude.
Was great the next season. I'll wait.
Came off the ACL.
Name one player besides Adrian Peterson that had an ACL tear and was great the next season in the league.
Tom Brady.
No, he wasn't. Tom was terrible the next year.
No, he wasn't. Tom
yes,
never
he
had
was.
A losing season. What are you talking about,
yes,
bro?
He
you
was.
Said come off an ACL and came back and had a good season. It was Tom Brady, bro.
Did they go to the Super Bowl that year?
Okay, let the record show. What year did Tom Brady get hurt?
Was that old?
What was it, 14?
Was
no. No, wasn't no 14.
No. Was that 08, 09?
Was it
right?
The O's? 09?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Were they back in the Super Bowl against the Giants the next year? And they lost again, right?
Am I no. Correct?
What year did the Giants
okay, even
beat
if they did,
the Patriots? Come on, bro.
Did they win?
Come on, Coach.
Did they win? Okay, did they win? Did they win?
But you said did he have a great season? He came back and coached.
Okay,
and
you named two players.
You named two players out of how many people had ACL tears? Okay, Coach, you said name one. I'll wait. I'm gone. I'm gone. Y'all go ahead. I made my point.
You did. You named your one. So, Cooper Kupp didn't have a great season. Cooper Kupp also caught 90 balls. I don't know how bad that is.
Butterfingers four.
When you come back in the year.
I thought Kupp had a decent season. It was a decent season. Above average.
He caught 90 balls and came back over ACL there.
Did he make a difference or did he drop balls when it counted? Who cares about 90 catches?
I guarantee
you. Who cares about the 84 catches he had before he started dropping balls?
I guarantee you this. Do you think that if Cooper Kupp would have been healthy, that we would have had a better chance against Green Bay? I do.
Should have, could have, would have. Who cares about that? You lost. Should have, could have, would have.
Listen.
You know? Listen. Did Carson Wentz get shell-shocked when Clowney hit him in the back of the head? He ain't been the same quarterback since.
Uptown Deuce. Uptown Deuce.
Yeah. Am I right, Deuce?
Yeah.
He ain't been the same since
that
Clowney clocked his back of his head.
Uptown Deuce.
Yeah.
Remember that over-the-top receiver I told you that we're going to need next year?
I bet that'd be Jared Goff. He'll be just like Kyrie Irving. On the bench, not wanting to play. You know Odell's he's a football's Kyrie Irving. Am I right, guys? Just say amen.
Listen.
Kyrie Irving no more. Odell really ain't had a good season in about three seasons. Odell's still living off that one hand catching 4 years
Odell
ago.
Odell and Kyrie Irving are cousins when it comes down to mental problems.
We'll take you for
Odell's
39.
Odell's still living off the catch.
Because he's getting cut.
Odell's still living off that catch. Kyrie Irving putting up 38 points in games right now. Odell ain't done nothing in about 3 years.
Right.
Kyrie Irving, I'm still over that mental problem. You trusting Kyrie? I'm just making a point. Y'all know they're both mental cases, right? I understand he's putting up points. I understand he's putting up points, man, but, we all root for Kyrie to get over, whole VC and a real good psychiatrist and all that and get back to basketball. I rest my case in the next statement.
Listen,
I like him.
Odell wants to go to a large market like L.A. where he can live his free lifestyle.
Oh, God. That doesn't sound right.
He don't have to be surrounded by a bunch of game
fans. I want Odell to come back and be a good receiver again.
There you go. I agree with that.
No matter where he goes. I want Odell to come back and be a good receiver again and not just be a name.
Because
right now
we don't need to be aggressive. All we need Odell Beckham is we need Odell Beckham to catch 51 balls and 5 touchdowns.
He may drop half of those passes.
That's what I need Odell to come back.
If Odell Beckham could be the new DeSean Jackson, I'm loving it.
That'll work right now because he ain't done nothing in 3 years.
Yeah, I love him to be DeSean Jackson. Run down the field, run by you.
Yes.
I need Odell to do something.
Shit. All right, guys.
Listen, let me explain something. This ain't Cleveland where he can bully and push people around. He coming to the Rams. We ain't going for that goofy shit. He going to come and shut the fuck up.
And he pushed him around and did nothing. I need him to come back and just be productive, period.
And play football.
Yeah, period.
Get the love for the game again. Get the love for the game.
Only thing I'm scared of with Odell, it's not just the fact he's injury prone.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's official now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that more than the other stuff. More than the head coach. He's injury prone.
Yeah.
Affects the mental, guys. You know, sometimes the body has to heal when that mind is right. But I hear what you're saying. But listen, Huddle Sports Nation is always what it is. The Huddle Sports Nation, I want to thank Trizzy tonight. I want to thank, our brand new host,
the OME. Boy, good luck.
You know what I mean? Nick calling in tonight. I want to thank Larry Shepard for calling in tonight. Of course, Uptown and the great Coach Gibson. Man, this was a ball tonight. Tomorrow night, these only fixtures will come right back on with News Forum with, of course, Chinchilla Janicia. Still dealing with Hidden Agendas tomorrow night, 9:30. Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations over at Beverly Nation. Of course, Damon Network has advertising to O&E, which is Olin Elliott and Ngozi Enterprises, of course, at www, that Looking Glass Entertainment at WordPress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime One at BevNet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Olin Elliott and Ngozi at Pinterest, and Google Plus. Olin Elliott and Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Huddle Sports Nation, as well as
The Historic, Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments and suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, oledele, Donnie goes for mine, gmail.com, and I am. Your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now, come on, knuckleheads, huddle up. The coach is talking.
All right, hello. It was a great show tonight. Thanks for all the listeners and call-ins. I appreciate y'all. We're going to expand on some other great topics next week. I just got one thing to say. I'm sick of it. You calling up here to talk about being a couch potato? Get your jalapeno chips and get off the line. I'm out.